episode 2895, Unwrap the Gift That Keeps on Giving.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous holiday week. I know it's a little crazy, but that's okay. Take a deep breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to look at your reflection differently. I want you to see what God sees. Unwrap the gift that keeps on giving. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, our Pray family, welcome to our incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, for those of you who have not heard, we have partnered with pray.com. And let me just tell you, I am absolutely beyond thrilled. There's some exciting things around the corner. We are moving as fast as we can, but let me tell you this, we are already on pray.com. So if you go and look, the podcast is there. So for those of you who are brand new to our family from the pray.com family, welcome. We are thrilled to have you here. Also, we have something coming up in January. January 3rd, we're launching, yes, you heard it here first, our TV show. It's incredible. You're going to love it. Again, nervous, but I think it's where we're supposed to go. Seriously, I don't know why God is doing this, but you know what? God works in mysterious ways, and we have to learn and understand that our expectations are not His. We have to let Him lead, and we need to learn to follow and let Him take that lead. So rejoice in this season, because you know what? It is a new day every day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, the tongue can slay your day, soon suffocating hope. In the hustle and bustle of this holiday season, unwrap the gift that keeps on giving. Gratitude soothes the soul, even when the body is weakened. Have you ever played pretend with yourself? I know, it sounds crazy, but we all do it, right? We show up in our day and we think, aha, we got this. We pretend to be someone just for a moment, only to be recognized by the person we are not pretending to be. In other words, we're found out. Yeah. Who we say that we are is not who we appear to be. It's pretend or dress up in the real world. I know it's a little confusing, but bear with me here. I was found out recently, caught by my youngest son. Yeah, not very nice of him. Now, I wasn't doing anything dramatically wrong, okay? It was just not living up to my own standards in which I share with my family, and that includes you. So the two of us were driving to go run a quick errand yesterday, and all I could do was complain about how people were driving. And my son said, Mom, you say to love others, but what are you doing here? And he heard me just complaining. And he took it that if we're to love people, why am I complaining? Why am I, I wasn't using any bad language, by the way, but I was just frustrated. And I said, this is the holiday season, and I just don't understand. People can't drive. And if they don't know how to drive, why are they on the roads? I'm sure you've had that conversation a few thousand times in your lifetime already. But what was interesting, I got caught, right? And so I began to giggle a little bit, and I attempted to convince him that not liking someone else's driving had nothing to do with how I care about them. If you can't drive, you can't drive. But it got me thinking, what if I would start my sentence in the form of gratitude? What if instead of saying, gosh, that jerk, he just doesn't stay in his lane right. What if I said, I don't know, Lord, where he's at right now, but just bless that family. And now if he would just move over, it would be really great. That changes everything. All because of how I frame it. So what would happen if you did the same thing? Do you think my attitude might make a twist in a better direction? Yeah, of course it would. Gratitude is a gift that keeps on giving. And let me tell you, your heart will be better for it. And you won't have your child telling you that you're saying one thing and doing another. Yes, caught. During this season, let not your troubles be someone else's struggles. Lift them up by speaking life into them, even if they can't hear you, because someone else is always listening. And the greatest action is showing gratitude. It's an extension of your heart. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Now, you know right now we're going through the week and it's the words of Christmas. And this word for today, what do you think it is? Gratitude. Yes. Think about Mary and Joseph. Their focus from the time they found out that Mary would give birth. It was like, oh my gosh, okay, we're going to be shunned, which they were. This is not how babies are born. I mean, we know, but remember, she was the Virgin Mary. And so there was always question marks around the relationship, who she was, how her personality may or may not have changed because of now what had happened to her. And again, they didn't really know, as in the onlookers, right? Maybe close family did. Of course, we don't have all the details, but just think about it with yourself and your family. I think about my 5 children and being pregnant with them. Don't you think it'd be a little strange if I got pregnant and it wasn't from my husband and it wasn't from anybody else? Don't you think there'd be a lot of questions and no one would really understand, right? Mary and Joseph, they were the outcast in their own community. But guess what? That didn't change their hearts. Mary and Joseph chose to live with gratitude. It was a gift they gave others from the time they found out of this little miracle that would change the world. What if your gratitude, you reframing how you see someone else drive, you looking at somebody else's struggles and troubles, what if your gratitude could change their world? Just by simply reframing how you see them. The first sentence, the first few words that come out of your mouth. No pressure, only a gift that keeps on giving. So why not open it every day? Why not unwrap the gift that keeps on giving? So my friend, my prayer for you today, may your heart melt the troubles of others so they see the light in the darkness. Gratitude is shown with words and actions. Let the gift God gave you be an extension of His love here on earth this season. May your gratitude change attitudes. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful holiday week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.